1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be cautious on ice, especially during the early days of winter. According to a press release, taking proper precautions for heading out on the ice is particularly important in the early parts of the winter, as ice conditions change rapidly with weather fluctuations and the varying size of water bodies in the state. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions, but residents can check with places like local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops for the most up-to-date information before leaving. In addition to being cautious about when they go out on the ice, residents should also remember to bring proper clothing and equipment with them. The Department of Natural Resources recommends people bring a personal flotation device when they head out, an extra pair of gloves, wear creepers attached to their boots to avoid slipping, and carry some spikes and rope in case they need to pull themselves out of the water. They should also always carry their cell phone and inform people where they're going and when they're planning to come back. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention have launched a new grant program aimed at providing more support for places like school districts, law enforcement agencies, and domestic violence organizations across the state. According to a press release, funding through the new $10 million grant program will go towards addressing community and public safety needs. The Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention will accept applications for funding through the new grant program until January 16th. The grant funding will cover five major categories, including suicide prevention, evidence-based violence intervention and outreach programs, and school-based initiatives. Eligible expenses for grant funding include things like promoting safe firearm storage and gun buyback programs, supporting after-school programs to keep kids out of harm's way, and supporting multi-agency law enforcement investigations. In the press release, Governor Evers said their goal was to provide more on-the-ground support to address cycles of violence and crime. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and then my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. And I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow, they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible. Our high right around 22 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow down to 18. It won't be much, less than a half inch. Tomorrow, some rain and snow. Again, light accumulation with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.